My lovely guest, Donna Linus, is here. She's here to talk about New Geographies, this Arts Council-funded project about putting site-specific artwork in interesting places in the east of England. So to get us in the mindset of thinking about space that needs to be filled, blank space, as it were, you know where I'm going with this.
My next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. Dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with and I'll write your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Taylor Swift and A Blank Space. We're playing that because we're talking about blank spaces and filling them with art. With my guest today, Donna Linus. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in because you're talking here to talk about this project called New Geographies, which sounds fantastic. So tell us about that.
Yes, well, it's a very ambitious project which has been in the planning for quite some years. So it's basically organised by a group of arts organisations who are based across the east of England. So the 27 members of this sort of network that we're part of, and for, you know, for the last 8 years, we've been working together to sort of on joined up projects, trying to connect across the east of England, because it's such a spread out region. You know, it runs right the way up to Wisbeach and
very
Kingsley,
varied as well.
Yeah,
isn't
right
it?
Across to somewhere like Milton Keynes, right down to Essex. So it's a really interesting sort of landscape that we all really love, all of us who work, live and work in the region. And I suppose we were just thinking about, well, you know, how can we sort of make sort of hidden places within the region more visible? So the less obvious kind of major capital, you know, so you think about Cambridge and Norwich are the big sort of spaces across the region. Well, what are the more overlooked or hidden places that mean things to people and might have a really unexpected history to them, or people might not even know they're there? So we started to gather stories, and then that's grown into a large-scale project which we managed to receive funding for through Arts Council England. And that's enabled us to kind of really think about, well, actually, let's do this and join up and ask people for their stories and to nominate places. And then, yeah, and then hopefully across the next 3 years, arts works and art events will start happening around some of these places.
So people are to nominate spaces or places that mean something to them, and you look at this as you'll shortlist it.
Yes.
And then artwork will be put there.
Well, yes, so maybe. This is the thing about commissioning, I guess, is you start out, so we're having to take this one step at a time and not try and think too far ahead of what might happen somewhere, because in a way, you know, some people are nominating places that are really personal to them, and it would be horrible to then suddenly go and plonk something, you know, in and perhaps potentially sort of, you know, ruin the atmosphere of that space.
Yeah.
So it's like, we weren't really sure what kind of things people would nominate before we put the call out. So it was a completely blank sheet of paper. And we created this web page, which has got like a map of the region, and just with nothing on it. And then just asked people to just nominate somewhere, so you could just put a little pin in the space. And there's room to, you know, to put a photograph and just talk about what that place means to you or why you've nominated it. So we've had some really, really fascinating nominations.
What kind of things are people nominating?
Well, all sorts of things. So people talking about sort of growing up near a location and how much it means to them and their family history, and how they sort of keep bringing now their grandchildren back to that place, and a lot of people talking about the atmosphere of the region. You know, it's so flat and atmospheric and magical, and you know, so there's that, and there, but there's also kind of really, I guess, folklore tales about witches, but there's a few. I mean, there is a history of kind of witchcraft up around Great Yarmouth, and there's some lovely stories about sort of witchy type tales coming from up there. And then the other really interesting thing that I hadn't really thought would happen at all, which is there's a lot of places that have been abandoned, so abandoned sites of buildings basically that either have been started and not finished and left, or have been really thriving in their history and people remember that what they were before. And this sort of people saying it's such a shame that this has fallen into disuse. So, you know, so that's why I was sort of thinking, well, it doesn't have to be a sort of a sculpture that ends up in a place. You know, it could be thinking about, well, how could we potentially revive some of these spaces and think about the role of art in bringing back, both talking about the history of those places, but then giving them a new future as well. So without over promising anything, obviously, because there's a lot, you know, we've got up to, I think, nearly 90 or 100 nominations at this stage, and it's open for another month or so. So, you know, we're expecting a lot more nominations as well. So yes, we can't sort of, raise the expectations that we might somehow transform, you know, there's I don't know if you want me just to talk about some specific kind
of why don't you? Because I was looking on your website, and as you say, I mean, it's lovely in a way, isn't it, that this project has gone in a direction you couldn't have foreseen.
Yeah.
But looking on the website, there was a Tesco's there and a clump of burnt out trees.
Yeah. So there's a Chatteris. Tesco started to build us a major superstore. For whatever reason, I don't know, it was stopped, and it's just been sitting there. It's massive, massive Tesco's. And so people in Chatteris, in fact, someone at Wising works or lives in Chatteris, he was sort of saying, you know, oh, it'd be amazing if we could, that could become an art centre. And I was like, hang on, that's not necessarily how this project might go. But then I started thinking, well, perhaps there are possibilities for that to happen in some places. Another one was Southwold Railway Station. Apparently that's, and I've written a few of them down actually. Yeah, Ponton's Holiday Park in Hemsby is another one. That's a huge site that's just become derelict because obviously people don't use those kind of sites anymore with travel changing. Really fascinating RAF Thurley Airfield, known as the Car Graveyard of Bedfordshire. So that's apparently an old airfield that now has just got thousands of abandoned cars on it in a controlled way, not just people leaving their cars. So it's quite surreal to see all these cars just left in this airfield. So there's that. And also, yeah, someone talking about the walls of Norwich having this something called Black Tower embedded in the walls and how they remember that used to be really active and now it's just a sort of an abandoned tower and how amazing it would be if something happened there. So there's all of those kind of spaces.
How lovely that people are responding to this in such a personal way. That must have been the idea behind it, really, to say that art is all around us. It's not this sort of elite thing. It can be in a community.
Yeah, and to think about, well, What does a new geography mean? You know, so if we were thinking about the region as a map of people's stories rather than these kind of historic, economic or, you know, major centres like Cambridge, the university, you know, so we sort of started more from a personal perspective, you know, what kind of stories would come out. So yeah, it has been really nice to see that. And we will definitely be capturing all these stories so that, you know, even if obviously not everything will end up in there being major commissions everywhere, but we will redraw the map. Like, that's what we set out to do. It's like redraw the map of the region with these stories as their starting point. So there will be a kind of a map created at some stage.
So you're talking about the end point there, because the nominations process, that closes until, that's open until the 22nd of October, so then it closes. So what does happen then?
Well, after that, then we collate all of the nominations and there are definite themes coming through. So I suppose we'll think about the geography, we'll think about what themes are coming through and then start to compile a brief, ultimately, for artists to respond to. So what we've done is, as a network of organisations, individuals working in the region, we've kind of teamed up into groups so that we're all going to take on a different part of the region, you know, geographically, and then collaborate on delivering activity. So we're already slightly ahead of ourselves because we wanted to work up in Finland and the BRICS. So we're already starting to get involved in some community activity up there. So the idea is to start having, you know, pop-up arts activity happening in this sort of location, nearby some of the locations, to start momentum. And then we'll sort of create hopefully that we'll find a mechanism to create a sort of a shortlist that's manageable, and then we'll put out open calls to artists to just respond and wait for them to then look at these kind of nominations and then respond back with ideas.
Well, hopefully artists will be inspired by this just because it's so completely different. If somebody gives, you know, want to put some work on Southwold Station or in a clump of trees.
Exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, that's what we do as art, Wising, that's what I do as my job every day, is working with artists on ideas and commissioning. And of course, you know, all of this is great material for artists to respond to in a really creative way, and often in completely unexpected ways that you could never have imagined. So yes, we're really relying on artists to be inspired by it and look at all the nominations and come back with some ideas, not necessarily as kind of end proposals for something, but maybe more of an idea of a process of how they would go about working within a location, thinking about commissioning with the community and or in a particular place. And so their starting point really would be that, not necessarily wanting ideas for fully finished works at that stage. So then that will get developed, and it's a 3-year project, so it'll be happening for a while. So.
Oh, it sounds great. Do stay in touch with us and let us know what makes the shortlist.
Yes.
It would be fascinating to see how that does develop and change over time. And if people are listening to this and thinking, I know a space that would be ideal for something like that, they just go to your website, which is newgeographies.uk. No org there, just newgeographies.uk. Is that right?
And it's very straightforward. There's just one web page and you can see the map. There's a little form. You just fill it in and click it and your nomination goes up straight away.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you ever so much, Donna, for coming to chat about this. It's good, good luck with it. You're going to be very busy from October onwards, aren't you?
Definitely.
But yeah, do stay in touch with us and let us know how it goes.
Great. Thank you.